thank you for teaching. That was really good. That was, it kind of took me back to years and years ago when we would, when I would be in New York and we had fellowship there, and the first teachings I would listen to and write down everything. And, you know, it's just, you know, when you talk about the renewed mind, it's almost like you can't talk about it quite enough.
That's true.
But thank you for working the word and taking the stand like you do, because the light of God's word definitely shines forth from you and then into all of our lives, and that's really our goal, because we really want to see God's word live. And that in part is caused by speaking it. So thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not gonna do this very long, but I wanted to share a couple things. I don't know if some of you guys, I bet some of you guys have this book. It's by Paul Braggs, the guy that made, they're not alive anymore, but Paul Braggs was the father of fasting, and Braggs also is the one that did the amino acids, and he has other products too. But that company was bought by Katy Perry, so they've changed the products. Braggs vinegar, apple cider vinegar, no longer has a mother in it, and the acidity is the same though, because I watched some experiments because there was questions about that, but the content though is highly questionable, because they won't give a final word on whether or not they're using Bill Gates' apples with the appeal, which is a very devilish substance. It has MSG in it, but it has four harmful metals in it as well. And you should never eat it. And anyway, if they're using those apples in the apple cider vinegar, it's a bad concoction. And you're going to have to resource. Like, I think at Costco they have apple cider vinegar that's not contaminated. But you can also find different ones at the health food stores too. Just make sure you read the labels. Because they're putting bioengineered, that's the new name for GMO. They think it sounds better and doesn't scare people, but it's still just as wicked. Bioengineered. And if you see anything about bioengineered, and if you don't know what that looks like, go pick up a box of General Mills cereal and just read on the side there, down toward the bottom of the side, in real small print. You'll see it'll say some of this was bioengineered food. It's not food. It's actually garbage. But you guys have to read every label now, and you have to be so careful. And quite honestly, this is where we're at in life, and you really have to take these things seriously. So Braggs was the father of fasting, so to speak, and he had about 8 or 9 different very wise men that he fraternized with, and they formed a circle, like natural healers and believers in how God designed things. And so when I first got in the Word, you know, 40 some odd years ago up in New York, this was the rage, and I learned from Paul Braggs and established routines in my life that I have never veered from. And you'll catch sight of that in different discussions, you'll hear me say things about fasting and foods and nutrition and sleep and all kinds of stuff, but they're all rooted in his philosophies. And I would recommend, I'm sure you can buy it, but look for it. It's called the book. I want each of you to read it. It's called The Miracle of Fasting, and it's by Paul and Patricia Braggs. That was his wife, Braggs. And you will be delivered from so many fears. It's just unbelievably ridiculous, but and also from so many lies. And I'm definitely still talking about dealing with the lies that we have to face every day. We have been so burdened with lies that when I expose these things, your first response would be, no, that can't be. The second would be anger, but please don't take it out on me. I really want to be a vanguard of truth, and I want you to experience life in all of its fullness. Well, there's only one reason for that, and that would be John 10:10. I am come that they might have life. And I want to make sure that you're given every possibility to have that life. And that's my responsibility. I can't force anybody to believe. I can speak it, I can pray, and I can hope. And so we've been lied to so much about, well, would you believe the sun? We've been lied to about the sun. We've literally been brainwashed into believing lies about the sun. I want to say something. Most people walk around afraid of the sun. They won't expose their bodies to it. That's fear. And don't tell me it's not fear. And let me tell you something. We are not supposed to have fear. God did not make a world in which we're supposed to be afraid. It's just wrong. And you got to get that into your thinking, because you're not supposed to have fear. And if you have fear about something, something's wrong. I'm not talking about man-made stuff, because man-made stuff is wrong all the time. I'm talking about God stuff. We're not supposed to be afraid of the sun, but we are. We've all been taught that if you're going to go out, if you're going to take your kids out, you better slather them in sunscreen, which, by the way, causes cancer. Read the labels, do your studies, and please don't get mad at me for saying these things, but understand that we've been lied to about everything. And then they say, and put clothes on them too. Make sure they have hats, and don't even let them go out in the sun after you put the sunscreen on them and get them all dressed up. Keep them in the shade. It's just so stupid. There's nothing more stupid that I know of, because it's so all-encompassing and it so contradicts, blatant contradicts, it's flagrant in its attacks on God. Our bodies, in our race, we have light skin, most of us. And if we don't go out in the sun, it stays pale. And that could be anybody. God did not make us to look dead. We're not supposed to walk around looking like we're dead. But that's what people look like. They look like they're dead. Walking corpses. I'm going to tell you something. God does not want you to look like death. He made you a certain way. He made it so that when those sun rays fall upon your skin, that you become pigmented. And he causes a special chemical to be released in your skin, the melatonin, and it pigments your skin. And it is a natural protector against UV rays. It's a natural protector, which means that as your skin is more and more pigmented, you'll need more and more sun. Because what happens is that your skin produces vitamin D. And that vitamin D comes onto your skin. And that's why you don't go scrubbing your skin after a shower, which of course you would if you had sunscreen on. But you don't go scrubbing your skin after, not a shower, but after a sunbath. You can let water run on it. That's not a problem. You can wash your pits and privates. That's not a problem. But you don't want to wash off the D3 and the vitamin D. You need that. Your body needs that so badly. Everybody's starved for it. You have to get it every day. God made it that way because he loves his son. He loves his son. He made his son for man. And if you're afraid to be in it, you're afraid of God. That's wrong. And that's why we cannot believe these lies. You're not going to get hurt by the sun. Okay, so I need to jump off the bandwagon just for a second and address, well, what happens when people do get skin damage because they're in the sun? That is caused because their bodies are toxic. That means that they have not eaten properly their whole life or a long time, and their liver, which basically has a second coating, a second covering, which is your skin, your liver releases those toxins, and then when the sun hits it, they get fried. And that's what causes the skin damage. But it's not the sun, it's the toxins. And so there is, we're going to get into this too, but there's ways to fix that, and basically it's caused by fasting. And so you want to detoxify. You want to clean your body. And my recommendation is based on Paul Bragg's, it's to fast one day a week. It's quite in line with Scripture, and we'll cover that. But it's to fast 24 to 36 hours a week, every week for the rest of your life. Start it now. And you drink only water. Stop taking your medicines, not your life-saving medicines, but painkillers and aspirin and stuff like that. But don't take any food, just water, clean water. Either spring water or distilled water, whatever you like. There's different schools of thought on that. But when you fast one day a week, what that does is that helps clean out your body from the garbage you had that week. You're going to get it in the air. You're going to get stressors. You're going to get things off of the food you eat. From the food you eat. And once a week helps start to bring your body into a more pure state. And so you'll start to see things happen. And one thing that will happen too is you'll detoxify. So some of these things might come to the surface. But I would like to say, and so that's it on the toxicity and the fear. Well, there's one more thing. On the melanomas, this was the reason that people became so afraid, because they put a couple pictures in the newspaper and they showed people melanomas, so everybody became just rigid in fear that they were all going to die from melanomas. Well, do you know that office workers who never get the sun have more melanomas than sunbathers? By a long shot. It's an interesting study. You can find these if you just look for them, and you can beat down these fears, and it will take you a couple months of going into the sun to actually let go of your fears. That's the way fears work. They're deeply rooted. But you don't have a chance, really, of getting a melanoma because you're in the sun. And if you do it right, you have no chance. It's crazy. You get in the sun in the morning or in the evening, like from when the sun comes up until maybe 9 or 9:30, you don't have to worry about a thing. And then the same in the evening when the sun's going down. You need to get that vitamin D. And so that is how I address the toxicity and the melanoma issue. And I just ask that you go do some research and realize that we've been lied to. We've been lied to so much. And please don't get mad at me for saying this stuff, because I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the honest to God truth. And if you've been lied to so much that you can't believe what I say, then I will pray for you. Because I don't want you to be in bondage. And if you really are encased in so much fear that you cannot believe that you should be free to use the sun, then you should call me or message me and we could talk about it. Because I want to help you out of this. Well, I want to read something out of Genesis chapter 1. The reason that I'm talking about the sun so much lately is because I want you to have a new beginning. Joe talked about dopamine, and there's serotonin too. And when you go out into the sun, within 10 minutes, you're getting a surge of both of those. And your mind will be reset. You'll feel so much better. All you have to do is go out and lay in the sun for a few minutes. I'll get to Genesis chapter 1. I've asked that you guys try to get 10 minutes, and then I asked if you could up that to 20 minutes in the messaging. And I want you to try to get up to 30 minutes in the morning times, like I said, or the evening times, it doesn't matter. You need the vitamin D. You need it so badly. It will heal your skin. I didn't quite say that, but if you have psoriasis or any type of skin problems, you will see yourself be healed because of the vitamin D. And so you need to be in the sun so that that can be generated. You'll find so many things get so much better for you. If you have problems sleeping, then you need to be in the sun in the morning, because your what is it called? Your circadian clock is reset, and you'll know it's reset by in the evening when it gets dark. You get tired. That's because your body is. Did I say melatonin before? I didn't mean melatonin. The pigment, whatever.
You said melatonin.
The pigment.
Yeah, you said melatonin.
But melatonin. Huh?
You said melatonin, and you said melanoma.
Well, I'm talking. Yeah, I talk about both. But the what is the sleep one?
Melatonin.
Melatonin. Is that the same one?
The sleep pigment? One is serotonin.
The little tablets are melatonin.
Okay. That's
I got to look at this bottle. Well,
talking about the
produced?
What the body produced to make you sleep.
No, the serotonin produced?
Yeah, serotonin is what your body produces to go to sleep.
Serotonin.
Serotonin is the feel-good one. It's the happy hormone. Well, melatonin is for sleep. Your body releases melatonin for sleep. Yeah, your body releases melatonin for sleep. And so when it releases it, you'll get sleepy at night. And that's how you know your clock's reset. But by going out in the morning, you'll reset your clock. And you'll get better and better at it. And pretty soon your sleeps are going to change. And you won't have insomnia anymore. You won't have any of that stuff that you had to deal with. But it's just so cool. So I want to read something to you out of Genesis chapter 1 in light of a new beginning, because I want you to have a new beginning. And I mentioned 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and 30 minutes, and I want you guys to try to get your bodies in the sun. You know, not just your hands. Come on, let's be real. But you know, you guys can take your shirts off, okay? Girls, too, they got swimming suits. You can cover yourself if you're afraid to expose your whole body or have no place to do that. Paul Bragg was an advocate. He even purchased land up in the Santa Monica Mountains and built a cabin up there so he could actually fast and expose himself to the sun. His whole body. And there is nothing wrong with that. And if you have a mind to, or if you have a place to, you could do that. And expose your entire body to the sun so that you can absorb the D3 and the healing energies that come from the sun. It's like getting a massage. It'll blow your mind. But let's quit playing around with this and try to change our life so that our physical lives are as wonderful as our spiritual lives. And enough of the bondage, enough of the fears, enough of the being held back. But let's let the sun rule. Okay, now you might think that sounds really weird, but let me tell you something. There is a father of lies that we're dealing with, and that father of lies hates the sun. He hates the sun. He hates it. Now, why does he hate it? Genesis chapter 1, and God, verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and years, okay? And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 16, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. The devil hates the sun. He hates the greater light. And he hates the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. He hates the stars. He hates all of that stuff. He's so angry about it because they rule over him. They rule over all of us. It says to rule. To rule. And verse 17, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Verse 18, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. Look what it's doing. The devil is darkness, and God's light divides things. It goes in and claims territory. He hates it. The devil hates it. But God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. The fourth day, it's like a new beginning. And I want you to not be afraid of what God made to rule. If God made it to rule, he did not make it to hurt you. Now, it might hurt the devil, but it doesn't hurt you. And this is a mindset that you have to have. You've got to become spiritually mindful about these things. And you will see yourself get delivered. You will be so blessed. You should go study some things about sunlight, about vitamin D. You know, I'm not a nutritionalist. I'm not a scientist. But I can tell you what I see repetitively taught over and over on YouTube videos and other teaching sources, books and things like that. But you could find that too if you're interested. I really want you to experience the luxury of God's life, of what He did for you so that you could have a great life. And so that's why I wanted to share this about the sun. I wanted you to, hold on. I wanted you to have more freedom in your renewed mind. And you want to talk about serotonin and dopamine or testosterone. They're all released when you get out in the sun, man. You'll find yourself get so much more confident and be so happy and feel so good. You know, one thing too is like, if you're afraid to expose your whole body to the sun, you don't have to. But if you had like a white outfit, you know, like white linen or something, a white outfit, not real thick material, of course, but if you had a white outfit that you could privatize yourself, those rays will still get through. And that's the quest. You need the red rays of the sun, which come in the morning and evening. The blue rays come in at the high noon, which basically destroy any type of creepy crawlies on your skin. But you definitely need that blue. I mean, at times, but you also need the red. Mostly the red, because that's what really fires up the D's. And even if you have clothes on, they're going to get through. The rays penetrate, just like the rays penetrate your skin. They go down three layers. They penetrate your brain. They go into your brain. And they cause wonderful things to happen. So I think that's pretty much my talk on the sun. I don't think I'll be talking much more about it. But I really hope that you guys take this to heart and see what I have with you. You know, we live in our closed air-conditioned boxes. We get up from our closed air-conditioned bedroom and go into our closed air-conditioned shower and get into our closed air-conditioned car and go into our closed air-conditioned elevator to go to our closed air-conditioned office. And then we never see the outside. That is abnormal. And if you change your lifestyle, you can start to tap into a peace and serenity and a joy that lines up very clearly with John 10:10. And maybe some of you might take this to heart and try it. Just try it. Even if you don't want to do it after that, at least try it to show that I am telling you the truth. And then just go back to the ways or something. I don't know. There's so much resistance for this. If you look around you, all you see is people walking around looking like corpses. And that's why women use so much makeup, because they don't want to have that white, pasty face. Well, we can fix that, you know, just with 10 minutes in the sun. You know, it takes like 2 to 3 days for the pigments to show up in your skin, too. So as you practice this, you'll start to learn things about your body that are remarkable. And you never should get a sunburn. That's just not right. That's a burn. Sunburns are the same kind of thing as if you burn yourself with fire. I mean, it damages you. So don't get a sunburn. And I very seldom go out in the sun in the high of the day, but there are times when I will. There are times when my body says, man, you need that to hit your skin. Just go do it for 10 minutes on each side and get out. And I won't even break a sweat. You know, it takes about 20 minutes to being in the sun to break a sweat normally. If you sweat a lot before then, it means you've got a lot of poisons in your body and your body's trying to detoxify. So you need to do the fasting. So I've already, like this week, well not this week, but these last couple of weeks, I fasted like almost 8 days. And I really believe in it. I've always believed in it since I learned it. And it brings immeasurable relief to your digestive system and clarity of mind. Jesus even told his disciples to fast. I mean, that's pretty real, pretty real. Jesus fasted for 40 days. You know, if you're afraid of fasting because you think you might hurt your body, you say, well, I'm too skinny, I can't fast, or whatever. You have to be able to discern between the basically appetite appreciation, like where your appetite seems to be coming alive, and you have to appreciate that it's appetite, versus a starvation warning. Now your body will talk to you, and so if it's appetite, just ignore it. You know, oh man, I wish I could have a piece of fruit right now. You know, that's so different than your body giving you a warning that it's going to start eating itself. And you will know that. And that usually kicks in around 40 days. And it could kick in a lot sooner though, because I know people that are so lean that when they fast, they can only go for like a couple of days and they just can't handle anymore. And it's because they don't have anymore. They're detoxed already. You know when your detox is pretty much finished is when you start having that euphoric feeling and you feel really good. And that happens within some days after you start a fast. And so some days after that euphoric feeling is when you're going to have to decide to stop it. Now you can say, I'm going to do a 7-day fast, and you just cut through it and that's fine. And if you got extra body fat and energy and all that, you can do that. But you'll never run into a question of, you know, you need food. I need energy, I need food. No, your body makes it. Your mitochondria make that. You don't get that from food. You get it from your mitochondria, and they're activated when you fast. And so you should have plenty of energy, although you might have to rest, and you have to read your body. And fasting is private. You don't go publicize it to the world. You just, you know, make sure you have a place where you can relax and be quiet, away from the world, just cut out all the distractions and let your mind be free and think on the word and speak in tongues a lot and also get the sun every day. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You'll just be transformed and you'll be an oddball. You'll be such an oddball because you'll be peaceful and you'll be happy and you won't be like everybody else around you. And if you can actually accept that way of life, then we might have something here. So I'm proposing this. I don't usually propose like lifestyle changes and all that. Well, I do kind of, but I mean, this is a big one. I usually let people figure things out on their own, but I just feel so moved about this. And I want to introduce you guys to this because you've all you all have the word, and yet when you go through so many problems and feel so bad in life, it's not a question of whether or not you have the word. I mean, I know you guys have the word. Good grief. We've got so much word, it's running out of our ears. So I decided to take this a little bit closer to the physical realm because of how God made us. And you can have a new beginning. It was on the fourth day. It's a new beginning for you. And let it rule. Let it do its thing for you. And don't be afraid of it. And just see what happens. See if your life, your moods, your dispositions aren't changed tremendously. And that some of these things, like Joe talked about, like addictions, they'll just fall off by the wayside. You'll realize a different plane of life, and you go, wow, I think I like this. And then you won't want anybody to bother you. You know, you'll be sunning yourself, and you'll hear something and think somebody's going to come and need something, and you'll have this little fight going, I don't want anybody to bother me right now. But you don't want to say that to the person. But at the same time, you want your time, you know, with your serenity and your peace. You know, we've learned so many things in the Word, and one of them is peace. Let the peace of God rule in your body, to the which ye are called, and be thankful. Well, how are you going to let it rule if you ever get it? So I suggest some of these things in the physical realm, because physicality speaks loudly to spirituality. And I don't know, I really want somebody to try this and give me some feedback, and then I'll stop talking so much. But that's pretty much it, and I do appreciate you guys taking the time to listen, and I trust that, you know, it helps your hearts become more joyful and blessed in the significance of what God has created in our temples, because that is what we are managing. Okay.